John chapter 8. And our text for this evening consists of two verses. John 8 and verse 24. I said therefore unto you, that's the Lord, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And then verse 28. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. We know how the Pharisees hunted and hounded the Savior during the days of his earthly ministry. Wherever he was ministering, there the Pharisees were to be found, hoping to catch him out in some point of the law. They were, of course, engaged in a futile mission. Nevertheless, they kept trying. This is seen when they brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. Chapter 8 there in verse 3. Making a public example of her, they used her to challenge the Savior. They used her to challenge the Savior about what saith the law. You look there at verse 4. They say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Now we're not told what the Lord wrote on the ground. That has been kept from us. But whatever he wrote was enough to convict and condemn those hypocritical Pharisees. For we read then in verse 7, so when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it being convicted by their own conscience went out one by one, beginning at the eldest even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. You can see the hypocrisy of those Pharisees. There they were, ready to condemn the woman. But when the Lord said, well, he that is without sin, let them cast the first stone, they were convicted because they were just as big a sinners as the woman was. Ready to take the mote out of someone else's eye when they had a beam in their own eye. We're told they went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And the Lord was left alone with the woman. So each one of those hypocritical Pharisees, we're told, went out. They went out. So there were none left, just the Lord and the woman. Now does that mean that these bloodhounds of religious leaders would leave the Lord alone for good. Was that it? No, not at all. For we find that they returned and continued their pursuit of the Savior. Some may have, as it were, fallen by the wayside, but then others appeared and continued the hunt, as it were, after the Savior. Because look at verse 13. You might read verse 12, get the connection. Then spake Jesus again unto them. They're back again. Saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees, therefore, there they are, they're back again. Couldn't leave the Lord alone. I often think of the Savior, what must have been like for him, and how his patience was sorely tested. Everywhere he went, there were the Pharisees. Not there to gain anything from the Lord's ministry, because as we've read in other places, they were merely sitting by, murmuring, criticizing, trying to find fault with the dear Son of God. Now we continue our study in the I Ams of Christ. Pharisees, of course, didn't believe that Christ was the I Am. But regarding our study of Christ as the great I Am, we considered last week the I Am and the Samaritan. We considered Christ the I Am in the storm. Now tonight I want to consider Christ the I Am and salvation. And we see it in those two verses that we mentioned there at the beginning, verse 24. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. In verse 28 he said, Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. The Lord here is speaking about salvation. Regarding Christ, as the great I Am, here we have the claim of Christ. The Pharisees, of course, did not believe that Christ is the Son of God. Of course, they do not believe that He's God, the Son. But here the Lord Jesus makes it clear to those Pharisees that He is Jehovah and He is the I Am. You notice in verse 12, He had already told them, I am the light of the world. There's the I Am. You think of that statement. What man could make that statement? What mortal man could make that statement? What son of Adam could stand up and say, I am the light of the world? No one. That's the Word of God. This is just one of the such claims made by Christ. It says in verse 12, I am the light of the world. In John 6, verse 35, the Lord said, I am the bread of life. In John 10, verse 9, the Lord said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. No man can say that but Christ, the God-man. John 10, verse 11, the Lord said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Then once again, John 14, verse 6, the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man can say that. John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Then John 11, verse 25. The Lord claimed, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Again, no man can say that but Christ. And there you have seven clear statements by the Lord. I am. The Lord is Jehovah, and he declares it. I am the light of the world, the bread of life, the door, the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I am the resurrection and the life. Now, of course, the Pharisees did not believe the claims of Christ. If you look there in John 8 and verse 13, the Lord has just said, I am the light of the world. Now look at verse 13. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Now that's plain enough. The word record is a word that means witness. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest witness of thyself, thy witness is not true. But the Lord just contradicted them in the next verse. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear witness of myself, yet my witness is true. My witness is true. So they didn't believe the witness of Christ about himself. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, it is recorded there, Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. Again, Revelation 3, verse 14, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. The Pharisees did not accept the Savior's witness. They didn't accept Jesus Christ as the I Am. Therefore, they did not accept Christ as Jehovah. And the world today is full of these Pharisees of different kinds, from different religions. And they're all the same. They attack the deity of Christ. As I said before, if you want to know what a man believes, ask him what he believes about Jesus Christ. And when you know what he believes about Christ, you know whether that individual or that organization or that religion is true or false. Well, the Lord then made his claim. He said, I am. We notice then also the caution of Christ. The Lord had a word of caution for those Pharisees. Verse 21. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and ye shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? What a charge. In other words, they said, he's going to commit suicide. See how they mocked him? Because he said, whither I go, ye cannot come. He said unto them, ye are from beneath. You're of the world. I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Notice carefully, in both those verses, what the Lord said. Verse 24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am. The word he is in italics. It's not in the original. So what did the Lord say? He said, therefore I say unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am. If you don't believe that I am, if you don't believe I'm Jehovah, if you do not believe that I am God, the Lord says, you'll die in your sins. Again, verse 28. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then ye shall know that I am. The word he again is in italics. Our translators added the word he to add sense. But when you leave out the word that's not in the original, here the Lord Jesus says, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am. Ye shall know that I am. Ye shall know that I am God. So the Lord makes it clear that for a man to be saved, mark this, for an individual to be saved, they must believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. Now what the Lord said, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am. If you don't believe that I am, if you don't believe I am God, ye shall die in your sins. There's the I am and salvation. Three times the Lord sounded the word of caution. You have it in verse 21 and twice in verse 24. Ye shall die in your sin, ye shall die in your sin, ye shall die in your sin. If you don't believe that I am, if you don't believe and accept that I am God, you cannot be saved. And the Jehovah Witnesses and the Mormons and all the rest of them do not believe that Jesus Christ is God. We've already pointed that out and given the evidence of what they say in their statements. And there they are, trying to work their way to heaven, believing their works will save them, and yet they deny the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what does the Lord himself say? Ye shall die in your sins. Ye shall die in your sins. As I say, every Mormon, every Jehovah Witness, every Christian Science, every spiritualism, every apostate minister, everyone that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus and denies that he is the I am, Christ said, ye shall die in your sins. You die in your sin, you're lost. You have no hope. Something else there. This matter of getting right with God and receiving Christ as Savior, it's a serious business. What do we hear of from time to time? So-and-so made a commitment. What is a commitment? People commit themselves to all kinds of things. But here the Lord is saying, you need to believe that I am. That's nothing to do with a commitment. What is salvation? It's the new birth. It is salvation. It is a work of God. As I said before, you have committed communists. You've committed socialists. You people are committed all kinds of things. I tell you, a commitment will not save a soul. Not now, not ever. In the light of what we've just read. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not, you need to believe. That's more than a commitment. You need to believe. Need to believe that I am. Need to repent of your sin. That's not a commitment. You need to repent of your sin. Confess before a holy God that you're a sinner on the road to hell, and you need God to save you. That's salvation. And the only one who can save is the one who is I am. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And the Lord said, if ye believe, if ye believe, if ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins. That was a solemn caution. No soul can be in heaven that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every soul that's in heaven and going to heaven, all believe in the deity of Christ. So we considered the claim of Christ and the caution by Christ, and then we notice here the cross of Christ. The cross. Here the Lord speaks of himself as the I am in relation to the cross. Look at verse 28. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he. Then shall ye know that I am. You'll know it then. And that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. There's the cross of Christ. And even in speaking those words, the Lord proved to the Pharisees, he proved to those who were listening to him, that he is the I am. He proved it to them. But there's none so blind as those who don't want to see. Look at the words. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted me up. So the Lord knew who would crucify him. When ye have lifted me up. There's the means. So the Lord knew by what means he would die. Lifted up was he to die. It is finished was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high. Hallelujah. What a Savior. And so the Lord knew he would be lifted up. Nailed to the cross. He knew it. He's telling them. Happens. So the Lord knew about the means. He wasn't going to be stoned to death. He wasn't going to be thrown off the side of a mountain or a cliff, which some tried to do. No. He would be crucified. And he knew it. And he tells those Pharisees how he would die. So he already knew. He's God, you see. He knows. Not only the means, but the men. Because he made it very personal. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted me up, when you have done it. So he knew that they would play their part in his crucifixion. When ye have lifted me up. So the Lord knew the means and he knew the man. He is the I Am. He knows all things. Christ knew that those who stood before him would have a part in his death. There in those few words, the Lord proved that he is God, as he did to the woman at the well, to the woman of Samaria. He proved it to her. What was her testimony? When she left the Lord and went into the city, and she met the men that she knew, what did she say to them? She said, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Is this not the Messiah? He told me all things. He's God. He is the I Am. Now he was telling the Pharisees all things because he is the Christ. He is the I Am. He is God. And the Lord said this. They would know that they would be the ones that would cry out. They were. Crucify him. Crucify him. They were all against him. They played their part in the lifting up of Christ. You consider all that took place as the Savior hung there on the cross. Things that happened that had never happened to anyone else who had been put to death by crucifixion. What did the Lord say? When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am. And what happened? Turn to Luke 23. There in Luke 23, in verse 43. And Jesus said unto him that was the dying thief, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. That never happened to anybody else. When ye have lifted me up, then shall ye know that I am. And about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, in the verse 45, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. That never happened to anybody else. The veil of the temple, the veil that separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place. And the priest was only allowed to go through that veil once a year and with blood. But Christ, there on the cross, we are told that the sun was darkened and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. Go back to Matthew. Matthew 27. And there in Matthew 27, and verse 50. And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, indicating it was not the work of man. Man could not have torn the veil. It was very thick. It was about 3 inches thick of embroidered work. Man could not have torn that veil. And we're told it was torn from the top to the bottom, indicating it was a work of God. When you have lifted me up, then shall ye know that I am. Behold, the veil of the temple is rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Listen, he's the resurrection and he's the life. There you are. There's the proof, there's the evidence. And those events, of course, did not happen when anybody else was nailed to the cross. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am. We'll consider Christ the I Am and the Samaritan, Christ the I Am and the storm, Christ the I Am and salvation. There's another I Am, which at the first may appear a little obscure. Would you go over to John's Gospel 18? And again, it's the Lord Jesus who's making the claim. John chapter 18. Familiar with chapter 18, the Lord's in Gethsemane. Judas knew where to find him. Isn't that a good testimony? When he came to the Lord praying with his disciples, well, Judas knew where to find him. And we read then in verse 3, Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am. Notice again the word he is in italics. When they came to arrest the Lord, and the Lord said, Whom seek ye? Do you see the name they gave? Jesus of Nazareth, the name of reproach. Remember what Nathanael said? Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And so when anyone wanted to reproach the Lord, they would say, Jesus of Nazareth, that despised place. They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. Soon then, as he had said that unto them, I am. There's it again. They went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? They say, Jesus of Nazareth. See him again. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am. If therefore seek ye me, let these go their way, referring to his disciples. And here we have Christ the I Am and Satan. We've had Christ the I Am and the Samaritan, Christ the I Am and the storm, Christ the I Am and salvation. Now here is Christ the I Am and Satan. That's what we're dealing with here. Judas led this mob into the garden to confront the Savior and to arrest him. And remember, Satan had taken control of the life of Judas. Luke chapter 22, verse 3, Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. Satan entered into Judas. Satan has taken control of Judas. And so while it was Judas that led the mob into the garden, Satan was there in the person of Judas Iscariot. So when the Lord confronted him, the Lord said in Luke chapter 22, verse 53, "When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me." Then he said, "But this is your hour and the power of darkness." This is your hour and the power of darkness. Think of it. Into the Garden of Gethsemane came Satan in the person of Judas. And the Lord said to him, "This is your hour and the power of darkness." And so there you have Judas and the power of darkness, and there you have Christ, the light of the world, who is the great I Am. Light facing darkness. Satan facing the Savior, who is the great I Am. And once again, the Lord knew all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them whom seek you. Jesus, knowing all things, because he's God. They responded with his name of reproach, Jesus of Nazareth. Notice how the Savior replied. Jesus saith unto them, "I am." Once again, he claims, "I am," saying, we're pointing out the word "he's" not in the original. He just simply said, "I am." Here we have the "I am," the person. There stood Judas facing the great "I am." Judas had heard those words before, way back in John chapter 8. Judas heard Christ preach. Judas heard the Lord say, "I am." And yet there he stands facing Christ, one of the 12. He had heard the Lord preach that truth before. And there stood a Satan-possessed man looking into the face of the great I Am, the Lord Jehovah. Nothing to gain but 30 pieces of silver. And all to lose. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And now the Savior's words would be fulfilled. If ye believe not that I am, ye shall perish. Ye shall die in your sin. Judas, you've heard it before. You heard the truth. Christ told you he is I Am. And there you stand facing him in the garden, and you don't believe that Christ is I Am. You'll die in your sin. And what did the Lord prophesy regarding Judas? He said it would have been better for that man if he had never been born. You think of the hell that Judas Iscariot is suffering now because he sold the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver and defied the I Am in the garden. You have the I Am, the person. You have the I Am and the power. There in the garden we see the I Am of power. For we read in verse 6, "As soon then as he had said unto them, I am, they went backward and fell to the ground. What might Judas, Satan's servant, have against the person of Christ, who is the I Am? For he had only to declare his name. There was Judas, and he came into the garden with about 500 or 600 men. A band, that's what's in a band. He had a band of men, a band of 600. And they had torches, and they had lanterns, and they had swords, and they had spears. And Christ only spoke the word, I Am. And they fell backward. You'd have thought that in itself would have chased them out of the garden. They fell backward, but I want you to notice something here. It's very important. When the Lord said, I Am, we are told that those whom he addressed fell backward. And really, that was the judgment of God upon them. He just spoke the word and they fell backward. Now, we have looked at the miracles of Christ and how many times in those miracles, when the person was healed or before they were healed, what did they do? They fell forward and worshipped him. They didn't fall back. Where do you see this happening today? Danny Hinn hires a stadium, and there he is up on the stage. And he claims to bestow the power of the Holy Spirit upon individuals, and he lays hands on them. And what happens to them? They have stewards standing behind them because they fall backwards. They don't fall forward. They fall backwards, which is contrary to what happens when people are blessed and recorded in the Bible. Those who are blessed by Christ, they fall forward. But those who Christ speaks against, they fall backward, as it was in the garden. That's important for us to notice that. The Lord said, I Am. And they fell backward to the ground. Such is the power of the name of the I Am. And such is the power of Christ. And there you have all those men standing there with their swords and their spears and their lanterns. What could they do with the one who is I Am? And he's only to speak the word and they would fall back to the ground. It's good to be in the Lord's side. And this is proof that those in the garden couldn't see it. Proof indeed that Christ is I Am. That Christ is God. The Lord repeated those words, I Am, 3 times. Verse 5, verse 6, and verse 8. I Am, I Am, I Am. But they ignored him. And we think, and that's in keeping with the table, you think of the Lord Jesus. Christ had only to speak the word and he could have wiped them all out who had come to arrest him in the garden. That was the power he had. He did say, I Am, and they all fell backwards. But that not have been enough. But the Lord had a work to do. And he gave himself up to those who came to arrest them. He knew what was taking place and what would take place. He didn't resist. When he was in the garden, he says, "Arise and let us go hence." In other words, the Lord didn't cower away and hide somewhere in the garden. The Lord got up and went to meet Judas. Praise the Lord. Such was his willingness and such was his determination to go to the cross and to die in our room instead. He is the great I Am. And he had to become man that he might die for us. You have the I Am of his person, the I Am of his power, the I Am of his protection. Because we read in verse 8, Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, of them which thou gavest me have I lost none." He's never lost a soul, and he never will. Every soul who received Jesus Christ as Savior is saved for all eternity. Never lost a soul. All that the Father gave to him would come to him. And we read here, "Of them which thou gavest me." The Lord speaking to the Father. "Of them that thou gavest me, I have lost none." There's his protection. Because he said to that mob, "I have told you that I am. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way." Protects his own. He protects his own. And we are protected by the I Am. And we're kept by the I Am. Here you have the claims of Christ. And boy, isn't it good to be a people who believe in the deity of the Lord Jesus. Let's bow our heads in prayer. O dear Lord, we bless thee that indeed we are a people who believe that Christ is I Am. We believe that he is God. We believe that he is the Almighty. We believe that he is one with the Father. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the blessed Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Lord, we're glad we believe this. And even as the Savior told those Pharisees, "If ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins." We're glad, Lord, that we do believe. We thank thee for the day thou didst save us. Lord, bless us now as we gather around the table. We pray in the Savior's holy name. Amen.